Hi friends, happy Monday. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. It's so good to see you. Today's topic is small talk.
Today's title is More About Matt. More About Matt. Wait a minute, who's Matt?
Pauline, come on. Matt Carson? Our new coworker, remember? He's the new reporter.
Oh, right, that Matt. I forgot. Well, I'm glad we're talking about him today. It will be good to learn more about him. So let's go ahead and get started with our Read It. Friends, follow along with Peter.
Matt likes his job. He is learning a lot. He has a little apartment on 6th Street. The rent is fine. He is here alone. His family is still in North Carolina. Alex's family is in Taiwan. He is here alone too. He's not married yet. Alex and Matt both like sports. They can play basketball sometime.
Peter, what was it like for you when you first started working here at LTE Studios?
Well, it was exciting, but it was also a little scary because there are so many people that you have never met before, and they all know each other.
That's true, and it's a new job, so there's lots to learn, right? Well, I hope Matt likes it here. Everyone is really happy that he's working here with us. Oh, and you know who else I'm glad works with us?
Who?
Christina. Let's go to her now to learn our keywords for today.
Hello, 新同事 Matt 告诉 Alex 他目前租了一间小小的公寓。 He has a little apartment. 名词 apartment 就是公寓。房租会不会太贵呢？ 他说还好。 The rent is fine. 名词 rent 就是房租。 他目前是一个人在这里。 He is here alone. Alone 就是单独的意思。 他的其他家人都还在故乡北卡。 His family is still in North Carolina. 副词 still 就是还是仍旧的意思。 Alex 也是一个人在这边。 他的家人都在台湾。 他单身还没结婚。 He is not married yet. 形容词 married 是已婚的。 他们两个人都喜欢运动。 Matt 建议他们应该找个时间一起去打篮球。 They can play basketball sometime. 副词 sometime 表示在某个时间。
Well, thanks for lunch, Alex.
You're welcome. Do you like working here?
Yes, I do. I'm learning a lot.
Are you living in a nice place?
Yes, I have a little apartment on 6th Street. I don't need a big place.
And the rent is okay?
Yes, it's fine. And I can walk to work. I like that.
Hey, I think Alex and Matt are starting to become friends.
Well, Alex is probably happy to have another guy working at the LTE studios. If Rob decides to take that job in Chicago, then there will not be many guys left working here.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that, but you're right. Well, thankfully, Matt and Alex get along well, and hopefully Matt will work here for a long time.
How is Matt's first month going here? Does he like working here?
Alex asked Matt that question. Thankfully, Matt says he does like working here. He is learning a lot.
Was Matt a reporter before, or is this his first job as a reporter?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. He worked in North Carolina before, but I don't know what his job was.
Either way, he's doing a great job here, and I'm glad he's enjoying it. Where does he live now? Does he live in town?
Yes, he has an apartment on 6th Street. I have a friend who lives in an apartment in that same building. It's very nice.
You live in an apartment in town too, right, Pauline?
Yes, it's close to work, so I like that. But I miss having a yard and a big kitchen like in my parents' house.
That's a good point. Friends, do you know the difference between the words house and apartment? Both are places people live. A house is one building where usually just one family lives.
Right, and a house is usually only one or two stories high. But an apartment building usually has four stories or a lot more. In the building, there are many different apartments where different families and people live.
In cities, most people live in apartments, and usually people don't own the apartment. They rent the apartment. So that means they pay money each month just to live there.
Yeah, I hope Matt's apartment isn't too expensive.
I don't think it is. Alex asked him if the rent was okay, and Matt said it's fine.
Oh, good. When you move somewhere new, it can be hard finding a good place to live that isn't too expensive. But it's very important, so I'm glad he found one.
You know, Pauline, you said his apartment is on 6th Street. That's pretty close to here, right?
Yes. That's another great thing about his place. It's close by, so he can walk to work.
The word work can mean more than one thing. It's a place we go, and it's something we do. Christina, can you help us explain this a little bit more?
Matt 住的地方离办公室很近，所以他说 I can walk to work. 我们先来看看几个片语。Walk to the bank, walk to the office, walk to your home. 所以从这里看出来 walk to some place 就是走到某个地方。这里的 to 是介系词，后面接名词。所以 Matt 说的 I can walk to work 表示这个 work 是名词，它指的是工作的地方。你可以说 I left work at noon.我中午的时候离开上班的地方。Did you come from work? 你是从工作的地方来的吗？或者 I'll call you at work. 我会打电话到办公的地方找你。所以名词 work 除了当工作的意思之外，还可以指工作的地方。
Thanks, Christina. Friends, do you live close to work or school? How do you get there?Talk about it with a friend. Then we'll learn some more together after the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends.Hey, Peter, how do you get to work every day?
I get to work by subway. It takes me about 1 hour. You can try using this sentence too, friends. You just say by, then the transportation, and it takes that amount of time.
Wow, 1 hour, that's a long commute. A commute is how much time it takes to get to work. I'm glad I live closer to work.Well, friends, let's keep learning more about Matt. Here's conversation B.
So, are you here alone? Is your family still in North Carolina?
They are. My mom, dad, and younger brother live in Greensboro.
My family is in Taiwan.
So, you're here alone too?
Yes. I'm not married yet.
So, what do you do for fun?
Well, I like sports.
Me too. We can play basketball sometime.
We are learning a lot about Matt. So, is Matt married? Does he have a wife and children?
I don't think so. He talked about his family to Alex a little, but he just talked about his parents and brother.
I know that Matt is from North Carolina, so he lived there with his family when he was growing up. But does his family still live there?
Yes. His younger brother still lives there, too. They live in a town named Greensboro.
So Matt is alone here.
Are you alone here?
What? Pauline, we're not talking about me. We're talking about Matt.
I know, but Peter, are you alone here? Is today's
calendar phrase.
Are you here alone?
Are you here alone?
你自己一个人在这里吗？
Hi, are you here alone?
Well, my mom is at work.
Are you here alone?
My brother is in school.
Are you here alone?
My grandma is at home.
So you are here alone?
No, I'm here with you.
Are you here alone?
Are you here alone?
你自己一个人在这里吗？
Oh, to answer your question, Peter, yes, Matt is alone here. He doesn't have any family here. He lives by himself.
I wonder if this is Matt's first time to live far away from his family. That can be hard.
That's true. When was the first time you lived away from your family, Peter?
Oh, well, does camp count? I went away for a week when I went to camp. No, actually, the first time was during college. I left home to go to college.
Okay, me too. I moved to a different state to go to school after high school. That was my first time living away from them. Then, a few years after that, I moved to Costa Rica. I loved living there, but the hardest part was being so far away from family.
Well, you know who understands? Alex. A lot of Alex's family is back in Taiwan. That must be lonely sometimes.
I agree, but I think he will be good for Matt. Alex knows what it's like to move away from family and be alone in a new place.
Alone. We are using this word a lot today. I think we should have Christina explain it a little bit more. Christina?
因为 Matt 是从北卡来的，所以 Alex 问他， So are you here alone? 你是独自一人在这里吗？这里的 alone 是形容词单独独自的意思。你可以说 I feel so alone, 我觉得好孤单，或者 He is alone in the room, 他一个人在房间里。其实另外还有一个字我们很容易混在一起，那就是介系词 along。沿着什么的意思？你可以 walk along the river, 沿着河流走， follow along the wall, 沿着这道墙， go along the street, 沿着街道去。所以 alone 和 along 这两个字听起来很和看起来都很像，所以我们常常会弄错。所以你可以这样想，沿着河流，很长的河流，所以 along 的字尾有一个看起来比较长的 g， 因此沿着就是 along， along， 这样子记希望可以帮助你把这两个字分辨清楚。
Thanks, Christina. You know, it sounds like Alex and Matt have a lot in common. To have something in common means there are similar things about two people.
Right. Alex and Matt really do have a lot in common. Both of them are far away from their families. They aren't married, and they don't have kids.
Oh, and did you hear what else they have in common? They both like sports.
Oh, yeah. Matt is excited that Alex likes sports. He says, we can play basketball sometime.
And we can practice that great sentence with Rebecca now.
Hey, 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 friends! You all seem very excited today. And I know why. It's time for Use It. If you want to say that you can do something at some point, but just not right now, you can use today's Use It. For example, we can see a movie sometime, or we can take a walk sometime. You can do this. So, when are you going to go out and use it?
Thanks, Rebecca. Hey, I know what we can do now. We can review everything that we learned today.
Hey, that's a great idea. We have learned some great words and phrases, so let's review our key words together now. Friends, don't forget to try to say the words with us.
Here's the first key word from today. Apartment. Apartment. My apartment is on the third floor.
Rent. Rent. The rent is $1,000 a month.
Alone. Alone. Mark is home alone.
Still. Still. She still works here.
Married. Married. Carolyn is married to Joe.
Sometime. Sometime. We can have lunch sometime next week. All right, friends. Those are our key words. Keep on practicing them. And now let's review our lesson one more time together.
Well, thanks for lunch, Alex.
You're welcome. Do you like working here?
Yes, I do. I'm learning a lot.
Are you living in a nice place?
Yes, I have a little apartment on 6th Street. I don't need a big place.
And the rent is okay?
Yes, it's fine. And I can walk to work. I like that.
So, are you here alone? Is your family still in North Carolina?
They are. My mom, dad, and younger brother live in Greensboro.
My family is in Taiwan.
So you're here alone too?
Yes. I'm not married yet.
So what do you do for fun?
Well, I like sports.
Me too. We can play basketball sometime.
Today we learned that Alex and Matt both live far away from their families. That made me think of this word, homesick.
Oh, homesick, right. This is a word that is made up of two words. You probably can see that. The word home, of course, which means the place where you live or where you are from.
That's right. It can also mean the place you grew up, your family's home, even if you're not living there right now.
Well, that's still your home. And, of course, we know what the word sick means. If you're coughing, sneezing, you are probably sick. You have a cold, something like that.
So, what does it mean to be homesick? Does it mean your house doesn't feel good?
Of course not. To be homesick means that you miss your home. You miss your family.
That's right. When I lived in Costa Rica, I was homesick for my family and home in the United States sometimes.
And that's a normal feeling. But it's good to have friends where you live. So we're happy that Matt and Alex have each other.
Well, friends, this was a nice chat, but it's time for another chat, our Jungle Chit Chat. Let's join James and Ginger now.
So tell me, James, do you like your job?
Yes, I love my job. Working at the TV station is great.
What makes it great?
I do interesting things, and I'm learning a lot.
So, what's the best part of your job?
Taking care of you, Ginger.
Really? Do you like me?
Yes, I enjoy having you around.
Well, I enjoy having me around, too. I'm glad we live together and not alone.
Me too. We're family.
We are?
Yes, kind of.
people family or monkey family?
Both.
Yay, we are family.
Okay, friends, it's Monday, so that means it's time to answer some questions. Here's your first question. What city does Matt's family live in? What city does Matt's family live in?
The answer is in conversation B. They live in Greensboro. Here's question number two. What do you do for fun? What do you do for fun? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
What do I do for fun? Well, I do different things because I love to have fun. Sometimes I play with my dog because you know I like my pet. And sometimes I do things with my friends. Maybe we go shopping or watch a movie or just sit and chat. I like that too. And sometimes I ride my bicycle for fun. That's not only fun, but good exercise. Oh, there's lots of ways to have fun. What do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? Well, I like to listen to people talking. And then, when they mess up or when they need help, I like to step in and give them a super sentence. Maybe you think that sounds like my work. Well, it's true. I think it's fun. I think my work is fun. And that's what I do for fun, too. Somebody needs my help. How fun.
What do I do for fun? I do a lot of things for fun because I like to have fun. One thing I do is go ice skating. I like to go ice skating in the winter. Another thing I like to do is take a road trip. I like to drive long distances and see new places. Road trips are very fun in the summer because there is no snow.
What do I do for fun? I don't have fun. Just kidding. I do a lot of things for fun. I like to exercise. I like to watch movies. I like to play music, and I like to sing, and I like to spend time with friends. I like to travel. I do a lot of things for fun. What do you like to do for fun?
Those were some fun answers. Friends, thanks for joining us today. We hope you come back and join us again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.